change is a part of the title of your book. I'm going to state it again. The Day Christians Changed America, How Christian Conservatives Put Trump in the White House and Redirected America's Future. Again, you authored over 50 books, or approximately that many. This is the first time you did a book on politics. A simple question to start you out with here at the first section is this: why did you feel moved to write this book, a little bit out of the genre of what you do, and why now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I actually got started in doing all the kind of work that I do in politics. I was a campaign manager for people running for different offices. Then I was a public policy analyst in government. And then I went out as an independent pollster and worked on campaigns around the country. And I've been doing that for, you know, more than 30 years. And master's degree in politics, the whole shot. So, I mean, it's always been part of my life. I've never written about it because I didn't feel like that was really necessary. So many other people write about it. But after the 2016 election, I've been reading some of the books that have already come out about the election. Been reading a lot of articles, listening to radio, TV, all the commentators talking about the election. And the thing that has blown me away is that nobody has talked about the role of faith in the 2016 election. Now, I was involved as a pollster for one of the candidates, and then after that, you know, also worked supplying research to many, many, almost 100 different organizations regarding the election, was involved in speaking at events, organizing and planning different campaign events, all kinds of things. So I had a lot of different vantage points and a ton of information. We were doing polling on the election for 2 years straight, every day of the week. So I had a rolling understanding of what was going on in people's minds and hearts. And you cannot understand the 2016 election unless you understand the role that faith played, not just in the final outcome, but even in the way that we were thinking about the election, thinking about the candidates, and thinking about ourselves as a country.